believe that if they just looked at the areas where they already have racinos and they just site the casinos at those locations, people would know where they would be located.
That, of course, would mean Saratoga Springs in your case. Senator Bonasik says some of these casinos should go to places that need them more economically. Saratoga and Saratoga County doing pretty well economically, as opposed to, say, Sullivan County or portions of central New York. Do you think he has a point that these casinos should be in places that are economically troubled right now?
Well, I think that they should be located in the spots that will host them the best. And it certainly is a proven statistic at this point that as well as all of the casinos are doing in their current locations, that they're good spots. In Saratoga County's location, of course, the Raceway has already looked and has plans for expansion. It's a beautiful site. It is a destination because you really do need to drive to it to get to it. And what I said yesterday was in our case, you really can no longer separate the racinos, the casinos, and the horse racing industry. And the money's coming in. For me, that's the second part of this, is to make sure that the monies, as they're currently distributed, would continue to be distributed in that fashion.
Regarding the SAFE Act, what is the status of repeal efforts in the legislature right now?
I have put forward a piece of repeal legislation that replaces parts of the existing law. I left in Mark's law. I left in the tougher penalties on criminals. I left in monies for schools. And I left in Kendra's law. Beyond that, pretty much everything else in my current legislation would repeal the remainder of it.
What is Mark's law?
Mark's law is the law that because of the emergency persons that were killed in the line of duty in Webster, you know, they were going to an incident to help, and they were killed in the line of duty when they were serving. If you are serving and you're emergency personnel or fireman and you're killed in the line of duty, there's no hope of parole. So it just strengthens the laws to protect our emergency services people.
What about mental health provisions? Some of the alleged shooters or shooters in some of these more recent attacks obviously had some serious mental health issues and probably should somehow have been barred from getting even near a weapon. Forget about getting a license for a weapon. How do you strengthen those provisions?
Well, the interesting part is we've had now a lot of conversation with mental health professionals who believe that this gun law, as it is currently written, is very bad for people who have mental illness. They are concerned that people who absolutely need help will remain in the shadows and will not come forward to seek the help that they need. So actually, mental health professionals that we have spoken with in some of the actual mental health organizations have sent opposition letters in relative to the existing gun law. The flip side of the mental health issue, I've spoken with a county who has great concerns because once a mental health professional says, gee, I think this person is going to be a danger to himself or someone else, it pushes it on to the mental health coordinator in the county. The counties are very concerned. They don't nearly have enough people working in the mental health field in the counties, and this is a huge unfunded mandate for them. So the mental health aspects of the bill that we can see are really not touching the mental health illness. And some of the mental health professionals have stated that you got to separate mental health and violence. And they don't believe that this bill did that.